Good morning. Hi there, I'm Denise Faye, and today's Friday 5. I want to talk about 5 words that you need to use when communicating with your customers. Now, generally, I talk about the written communications, but these 5 words that I've selected resonate when speaking as much as you do when writing. So certain words dramatically influence and persuade your customers, and then certain words are just a complete and utter turn off. So what you need to do as a good communicator and salesperson is to use the right words. So let's get going. The first word is you. You, Y-O-U. You is the most powerful word in the dictionary or even the universe. We're all self-interested. That's not to say that we're not interested in anyone else. We are. But what we want to know is how to survive, how to thrive, how to arrive, etc. So make sure that the word you appears in your copy and use it quite a lot when you're speaking to somebody in person. So less I, less me, less we, and more you, please. Now the second word I want to talk to you today about is now. Now, or sometimes people use today, but now means you should take an action today or do something now. It almost gives a bit of doubt in the mind of your reader or your listener, so if they leave it any longer to take the action, whatever it is, whether it's to read or to buy or something, so if you leave it longer to take the action, then it may not be available again, and people, as a general rule, just don't like missing out. So using the word now creates that small piece of doubt, and people will just take that action today, or they'll take it now. The third word I want to talk to you is easily, because at the end of the day, we all want an easy life, nothing too complex, just an easygoing life. If you sell your product or service as something that is easy, then people will be interested. If you're selling a training course, for example, that requires dedication, homework, as well as, say, you know, an extended case study, then we all know it's going to be hard. There's no question about it. We're all hoping that it's going to be easy. So if you're a training provider or a training course provider, say something like, learn to master this skill easily and naturally, because you're onto a winner more so than saying this course demands effort. So downplay the effort and more talk about the ease and the easily they'll be able to learn. Because you know what? You create a training course that makes it easy to learn. So just kind of, you know, give yourself that validation and use the word easily. Now the fourth word today is discover. And you know what? Ever since Indiana Jones, I've loved to discover things. You know, I got a book on Tutankhamun when I was in school for winning. I think it was Best Irish Essay. But you know what? I felt as if I was discovering all the secrets myself. The book was fantastic. And you know what? I'm not alone in wanting to discover things. Discovering is fun. So use discover when talking to people or in your copy. It encapsulates something fun, something secretive, and is results-based rather than focusing on the effort involved. So that's discover. And our last word today is free. People love a bargain. It is enticing when you see something free. In fact, yesterday I was at the supermarket and I bought Kit Kats, you know, those little chocolate bars? So it was buy one, get one free. I couldn't resist. So free is definitely a really good word to use, but I would use it with caution because you don't want to dilute your brand, but it's definitely a word that sells. So, wrapping up today's Friday 5, our 5 words today that you should consider in your communications: you, now, easily, discover, free. Now all I need you to do is now go and use them. So I'm Denise Faye, and thanks for your time.